Hi, I'm John Humphreys. I'm the advocate for the Transforming Worship Circle for the Assembly of the Uniting Church in Australia. I've grown up in Guringai country. I work in the country of the Darramurrigal people and I live in Guringai country. So I acknowledge the lands, waters, skies and all living beings as part of that which is sacred for Guringai people. And I pay my respects to Guringai elders and honour those who have come before. This is a reflection for week one of the Assembly Lenten studies, and the theme is wilderness. And you might like to check out Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 13, which is about Jesus being baptized and then sent into the wilderness. The wilderness is a metaphor for a place or a time where things are challenging or testing. Of course, natural wildernesses, and for those of us who live in urban environments, well, they're such places that are foreign and strange. But for those who live on country, then our cities and environments like urban areas are places of wilderness for them. In wilderness, we are faced with the unfamiliar and situations which often require more than what we might have initially the capacity for. For it's in the wilderness that we often have to practice faith. We have to trust in God and rely on God for hope and for the spiritual resources to carry us through these harder times than is often required in our normal daily living. Wilderness times are often testing times because they present us with struggles and discomfort. The temptation is to give up or to take the easy way out or to leave it to others. Jesus faced such a time after he was baptized. But we can see that throughout the whole of his ministry, he was almost always in a wilderness time. As how could he not be, as God incarnate, having to deal for the first time with all the challenges of being human? Wilderness times are when we not only grow in faith, but we also come to better understand our identity as people of faith. We often, in having to creatively meet the needs of others as we lay down our lives in loving service, we better come to know what it is to be created in the image of God. We are also drawn closer to God, and if we don't succumb to temptation, we can see that in this, we learn how to draw upon and grow the fruit of the Spirit. So Lent is a reminder of the need for wilderness as disciples. There may be specific times when we're led into specific wilderness spaces for intense formation. But in Lent, we remember the call to be apostolic, that is, sent out into the world to join the wilderness of life and to join in God's mission as the church. So, a prayer for the day, take us out of our comfort, God, in the wilderness of your way, where we might meet those in need and share our gifts with each other in mutual compassion and love, and thus meet you on this holiest of ground. Amen.